听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom, everyone. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study with us. Well, the ancient city of Marrakesh in the country of Morocco, which itself sits in the northwest corner of Africa. Morocco is a big place. It's a little bit bigger than the state of California. And because the city of Marrakesh has such an energetic market and city square, it has been called the heartbeat of Morocco. It's time once again to check in at the word bank where we find the word dusty. We drove down a long dusty road on our way to the tiny African village. Secondly, we see acrobat. The acrobats impressed the audience with their amazing flips and jumps. And finally, the verb transform. As in, my son's favorite superhero drives a car that transforms into an airplane. Okay, let's head over to Jama Elfna Square. Our reading begins on the right side of page 13.
Magical Marrakesh, Jama Elfna Square. In the center of the dusty city lies the famous Jama Elfna Square. During the day, the square is filled with performers and merchants. Dozens of magicians, acrobats, snake charmers, henna artists, performing Barbary apes, and traditional medicine sellers amaze visitors. As the sun sets, chefs set up food stalls, and the square transforms into a huge open-air restaurant. Diners can sample grilled eggplant, deep-fried fish, bean soups, and all sorts of spiced meats. A cup of sweet mint tea tops off any meal nicely.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us. We are traveling back to Morocco today, to the city of Marrakesh. And actually, we're going to a place called Jama Elfna Square. Did I say that correctly?
I think it's Jama Elfna.
Jama Elfna.
Jama Elfna.
Wow, well, we're getting a lesson here in pronunciation as well. But this is another beautiful place in this wonderful city of Marrakesh. But interestingly enough, our author decides to use the adjective dusty as well to describe this city.
Right. It sounds like that there's a lot of dust or the powder from dirt that fills the air of the city. And it sounds like there's a lot of dust happening. And you can have other things that are dusty. Some of the books in my house, actually, that I have not used in a long time have become a little dusty.
Well, luckily, dust is not the only thing that fills the air in Jama Elfna. During the day, the square is filled with performers and merchants. And a merchant is somebody who sells and buys goods. So you'll see many of these people all over the place in this square. And we also have some other interesting people who are in this square, Rachel.
We sure do. You might see dozens of magicians or acrobats or snake charmers. Definitely, if you go to this square, you are going to be entertained. Now, I know what a magician is. It's a person who does magic. But what about an acrobat? Let's see, Chip, are you an acrobat?
I am definitely not an acrobat. But I am often very entertained when I see acrobats perform. Acrobats do many tricks with their bodies. Maybe their most famous trick is often walking on a tight rope very high up in the air.
So these would be very fun performers to see. There are also snake charmers and henna artists and performing Barbary apes, all sorts of things. Now, a henna artist would be someone who uses henna ink to draw designs on your body, and sometimes they use henna to make your hair a different color. So if you ever go to Marrakesh, you could come away with some fashionable designs on your body or in your hair.
Okay, and I think it is some sort of reddish-orange dye, that henna. Well, I think if you want to see snake charmers or you want to see apes, you will see it all in this square. Visitors are amazed at what they see. But what happens, Chip, as the sun sets, as dusk happens?
Okay, well, at dusk or when the sun sets, chefs set up food stalls, and the square transforms into a huge open-air restaurant. So this sounds like this would be my favorite time of day right here.
Same here. This is what I would want to do in Morocco is eat all of the unique food. I know it's very different than what we have in America or Asia.
Right.
That's true. And so this whole area transforms into a huge open-air restaurant. And when we look at that word transforms, we're talking about something that changes completely in appearance or nature. I often think of a caterpillar. A caterpillar transforms into a butterfly in its adult stage. So it's a complete change. This would also probably be my favorite part.
Good. Our article goes on to say that diners, or people who are dining, people who are eating, can sample grilled eggplant, deep-fried fish, bean soups, and all sorts of spiced meats.
And then to top off your meal, you can enjoy a nice cup of sweet mint tea. And when we say something it tops off a meal, we just mean that it makes the meal complete. It's kind of the nice thing at the end of your meal that makes you feel, wow, that was a wonderful meal. Let's go to Liz with some more grammar on the go and look at the sentence structure.
Hello, friends. I hope you're doing well today. My name is Liz, and it's time for grammar on the go. We've been talking about the magnificent city of Marrakesh. So, guess where I am today? That's right, I'm in Marrakesh. And before I have a good look around the city, here's today's grammar tip sentence. A cup of sweet mint tea tops off any meal nicely. Now notice the phrase, tops off. It's an idiom that means to end something in a special way. So today's sentence just means that having a cup of sweet mint tea is a special way to end any meal. Use this idiom when you want to talk positively about how something is done to finish an event. For example, let's say the Jones family had a wonderful evening watching movies and they had ice cream at the end of the evening. So we can't say the Jones family topped off their movie evening with ice cream. Or let's say you're at a wonderful dinner banquet and at the end of the banquet, the hostess serves her amazing homemade chocolate cake. Then we can say, the hostess topped off the dinner banquet with her amazing homemade chocolate cake. Well, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, do please, please check out today's grammar tip section for some more example sentences. That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Marrakesh, Morocco. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, right now we are going to go visit the chat room and then take a break, but stay with us because when we come back, we have more to tell you about magical Marrakesh.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Beth. Today we're continuing our lesson on the North African city of Marrakesh. Ken, would you like to visit Marrakesh?
I would. The spicy meat served in the city square sounds great. I love spicy food.
No, Ken. Look closely. It says spiced meat, not spicy meat.
Oh, so spiced doesn't mean hot and spicy?
Well, of course, some things that are spiced can be spicy, but here the word spiced simply means containing spices. Spices are substances from plants that add flavor to food. The spices on this spiced meat probably aren't strong enough or hot enough for the meat to be called spicy.
So what kind of spices are we talking about here?
Well, paprika, cumin, and cinnamon are three spices that are often used in Moroccan food, and those usually aren't very hot.
For a food to be called spicy, it usually must give some level of heat to the mouth, right?
Usually, or at least contain very strong flavored spices. For example, something can be spiced, like a hot coffee spiced with cinnamon, but I wouldn't call it spicy.
But a Mexican dish spiced with strong jalapeno peppers, that would be called spicy.
Exactly.
我们要分清楚 spicy 跟 spice 这两个字的差别。Spicy 等于 hot, 就是辣的。但是 spiced 是有加香料的，因为 spice 就是香料。所以课文中的 spiced meat 指的是用香料腌过的肉。
Ken, have you ever heard someone talk about spicing something up?
No, what does that mean?
To spice something up means to make it more interesting or exciting. For example, the professor's jokes help spice up his otherwise boring lectures.
Oh, okay. Are there any other common expressions with the word spice?
Yes, another common saying is, "Variety is the spice of life." This expression emphasizes that life is more interesting when we experience different kinds of things. Doing the same thing over and over again is boring.
Spice up, 字面上是加料，意思就是添加趣味，增加情趣。还有一个谚语， Variety is the spice of life, 变化是生活的调味品，意思就是一成不变的生活是很枯燥的，生活中必须要有 variety, 变化。
It's time to take a break, but stay with us. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. Let's continue our tour of the colorful and exciting city of Marrakesh. We have been slowly winding our way through this magical place, and before the break, we took in the sights and sounds and smells of Jama Elfna Square. In a moment, we'll head over to the Old City, where we'll sample some of Marrakesh's delicious pastry. Pastry is our last key word of the lesson, and our example sentence reads, "The little bakery on the corner is filled with delicious-looking pastries." Okay, our final reading begins on line 1, of page 14, please follow along as we begin.
Magical Marrakesh, the old city. Inside the city's medina, its walled ancient quarter, lies a maze of small, winding streets. The medina also houses the city's traditional market, the largest one in Morocco. The market, or souk, serves locals and tourists alike, selling pastries, spices, carpets, leather bags, colorful scarves, and more. The shrewd vendors charm tourists with their good English and unusual goods. The city's exotic sights, sounds, smells, and tastes make it unforgettable. So while vacationers leave Marrakesh, the magic of Marrakesh never leaves them.
Welcome back. Before the break, we looked at Jama Elfna Square, where there was a lot of life and entertainment, which transformed into a diner's paradise with a lot of new foods. Now we're going to look at the old city and inside this city's medina. Now, what is the medina, Rachel?
Well, according to our text, the medina is the walled ancient quarter of a city. So many cities have an ancient preserved area where a lot of historical places still exist. And in this little walled area, an area with lots of walls, lies a maze of small winding streets. I can imagine if you are a photographer like Chelsea here, you would be getting your camera and taking it into this medina for some photos.
I think so. It sounds like a good photo opportunity, as well as many other places throughout Marrakesh. Now, not only are there winding streets throughout this area of the city, but the Medina also houses the city's traditional market, which happens to be the largest one in the whole country of Morocco. This also sounds like a hot tourist spot. A lot of people probably travel to this area. So what types of things can we find here at this large market?
Well, this market is also called the souk, and this serves locals and tourists alike. So people who live there and people who are just visiting are both charmed by this souk, this market. And this place sells pastries and spices, carpets, leather bags, colorful scarves, and a lot more.
Well, it sounds like a great market. Of course, living here in Asia, we have traditional markets as well, where you can buy a lot of different and unique things. Here, you can buy a lot of pastries, and a pastry is just a baked good made from, usually from dough, water, and fat. It may not be the healthiest thing to eat, but it sure is tasty. Pastries are tasty, so we hope that if you ever get to Morocco, you can buy some of these as well as some of the beautiful bags and scarves. I know things are very colorful there.
I think so. I've seen some pictures, and your magazine has some pictures also, so you could look at those and see all of the bright colors. Now, you probably are really going to be tempted to buy things if you go to this market because the shrewd vendors charm tourists with their good English and unusual good. So if we're talking about somebody who is shrewd, what type of a personality might they have?
Well, I don't know about their personality, but they're probably very good at seeing and making judgments about another person in some kind of social exchange. So here we have shrewd vendors. If you have a shrewd politician or a shrewd businessman or maybe a shrewd salesman, these are people who are good at seeing the different situation and making judgments.
They're often very sharp or intelligent, we might say. And these people have good English, and so maybe as a tourist, you might be persuaded to buy their unusual goods. Well, again, the city is full of exotic sights and sounds and smells and tastes, so it's an unforgettable place. It's kind of like your senses are all active at the same time when you visit to Marrakesh.
Yes, and there's so much going on and so much to do. I don't think you would ever get bored. You could stay there for weeks, I'm sure, and still not see everything. So even when vacationers do finally pack up and leave Marrakesh, the magic of Marrakesh never leaves them. Well, right now we have some more pictures from Marrakesh, and then we will go watch a skit. But we will be back here at Studio Classroom tomorrow with a brand new article to teach you. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about the Jemaah Elfna Square.
The Elephant Square?
No, the famous Jemaah Elfna Square. It lies in the center of the dusty city.
What's so special about that place?
During the day, it's filled with magicians and acrobats.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Snake charmers and artists and Barbary apes.
Oh, those monkeys are so cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there are merchants and medicine sellers that will amaze you.
Wow. What about the local food?
As the sun sets, the square transforms into an open-air restaurant.
That's exciting.
And delicious. Eggplant, fish soups, and spiced meats topped off with a sweet mint tea.
Marrakesh is sounding better all the time.
Yes, inside the ancient quarter is where you'll find the traditional market. It serves locals and tourists alike.
Oh, what can you buy there?
All kinds of things. Pastries, spices, carpets, bags, scarves, and other unusual goods, too.
Marrakesh sounds exotic.
Yes, the magic of Marrakesh is unforgettable. Hey, I've got to go now. Hooray, I'm going to Marrakesh.
Oh, hey. Oh, no, he forgot his ticket. Hey, sir, come back. You forgot your ticket. Sir. Oh, well. Hey, it looks like I'm going to Marrakesh. Hooray. Ooh, I got to pack.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看的是 dusty 这个形容词。Dust 是指灰尘，所以形容词 dusty 就是指都是灰尘的。例如 ，In the spring, the city becomes very dusty。春天的时候，这个城市变成灰尘非常多。或者是 ，This dusty road leads to the small town。这条都是灰尘的路通往这座小镇。Dusty 也指带着灰色调的，例如 ，Dusty pink 是指略带灰调的粉红色。继续我们看的是 acrobat 这个动词。Acrobat 是指特技演员，例如 Tim is a circus acrobat. Tim 是一个马戏团里面的特技的表演者。如果他的字尾加上 IC, acrobatic 是指像杂技般的，或者是像特技一样的。例如 The pitcher made an acrobatic save and no runs were scored. 投手像耍特技一样的救了那一球，没有任何的失分。如果 acrobatic 的字尾再加上 S,Acrobatics 就是名词了，意思是特技或杂技表演。例如 ,The actor went to China to study martial arts and acrobatics. 这位演员到中国学习武术以及特技的表演。最后我们来看的是 shrewd 这个形容词。注意 EU 在这里是发 U 的音，念成 shrewd。shrewd 是指精明的或者是机灵的。例如 ,She is a shrewd businesswoman,Who knows a good deal when she sees one? 她是位精明干练的女强人，她知道什么是好的买卖。或者是 He was shrewd enough not to offend his boss. 她很聪明，没有惹老板生气。And that concludes our language tips today. I'll see you around. Bye bye.
Magical Marrakesh, Jama Elfna Square.In the center of the dusty city lies the famous Jama Elfna Square. During the day, the square is filled with performers and merchants. Dozens of magicians, acrobats, snake charmers, henna artists, performing Barbary apes, and traditional medicine sellers amaze visitors. As the sun sets, chefs set up food stalls, and the square transforms into a huge open-air restaurant.Diners can sample grilled eggplant, deep-fried fish, bean soups, and all sorts of spiced meats. A cup of sweet mint tea tops off any meal nicely. The Old City. Inside the city's medina, its walled ancient quarter, lies a maze of small, winding streets. The medina also houses the city's traditional market, the largest one in Morocco.The market, or souk, serves locals and tourists alike, selling pastries, spices, carpets, leather bags, colorful scarves, and more. The shrewd vendors charm tourists with their good English and unusual goods. The city's exotic sights, sounds, smells, and tastes make it unforgettable. So while vacationers leave Marrakesh,The magic of Marrakesh never leaves them.
Why have we been calling Marrakesh a colorful city? One reason has to do with the buildings of Marrakesh, which are generally painted in rosy shades to match the red clay earth of the region. And so that's why Marrakesh is sometimes described as the Red City.Friends, we hope you enjoyed learning about one of the hottest tourist destinations in North Africa. Next month, in our Studio Classroom Travel feature, we'll head north across the Mediterranean Sea to Europe. Get out your winter clothes because you'll need them as we climb the mountains of Switzerland. All of us here now at Studio Classroom hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope to see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye, friends.